If one person is holding your culture hostage, you don't have a healthy business. You have a dependency. And I keep thinking, what if I say something and it blows everything up? Culture doesn't break in a day, it breaks in silence. Have you ever had a top performing team member who was so good at what they do until they start unintentionally running the show? Like they bring in the most money, have the strongest voice, and suddenly it feels like you're working for them. Sound familiar? In this episode, I'm going to share with you how to lead through tough power struggles without drama, without fear, and without losing your best performer. You don't need to fight, you don't need to fold, you just need to lead smarter. So if you're feeling that tension in your salon or you want to prevent it in the future, well, this is definitely the episode for you. Sometimes a high performer can start acting out. Like, have you ever had that your best employee, like, was your bestest, your rock star, was awesome, and then all of a sudden they became the problem? And it's not because they're difficult, but I believe that it's often because they feel unseen and there's a gap between their performance and the rest of the team. And they can feel like that no one understands, you know, the weight that they're carrying, what they're carrying. So what happens? They start to create significance of their own and they pull attention towards themselves. And they start leading, of course, without permission, and unintentionally they pull the team completely off course. So power struggles can often come from a lack of recognition, not from rebellion. And if you're avoiding a conversation with your high performer, like now the problem person, it's probably because you're scared that if you tackle it, they'll leave. So I totally get it. Like, I understand that they're valuable and they bring in the money. But if one person is holding your culture hostage, you don't have a healthy business. You have a dependency. And it's easy to want to go and crawl into a hole and like hide under the blankets. But instead of shrinking, really, it's time to lead. And instead of, you know, feeling behind, I want you to get in front of them. And I think that it's easier than you think, actually. Most high performers don't actually want to be at the head of the class, uninvited, by the way, and that there are many reasons why they feel uncomfortable to be there, which is why they start to create problems. You know, there's too many eyes on them if they don't feel comfortable with that, lots of pressure without, you know, clearly having permission to be there at the top of the class, or if they love it, because let's face it, some personalities love being the center of attention, not me. are they getting the respect that they feel that they deserve? And if you're like me, I don't love to give attention, probably because I don't love to have it, to attention seekers. Like, is this not my personality? So it depends on the personality dynamic. But instead of letting the relationship, you know, go otherwise down the toilet, I'm thinking that it's really good to give them something meaningful to focus on, because otherwise they just focus on nitpicking. So high performers don't really want to be there if they're not invited and if they're not wanted, but they do want to have a challenge. So give them the significance that they're looking for. It could be things like mentoring a new team member, you know, leading a quarterly team workshop. Let them spread their goodness and the knowledge that they have into the community, you know, under your brand umbrella, of course, or elevate them to the next level, like in your career pathway, if their numbers qualify, of course. But if they're your top performer, it's likely. If you run out of levels, create a new one. I can show you how to do that. But maybe it's as simple as assigning them a small leadership project, do you know? This isn't putting them on a pedestal. It's redirecting their power that they have otherwise misguided in the business with a clear purpose. So give them a finish line, not a free pass. Redirect them towards a new finish line. Certainly don't hide under the blankets and pretend it's not there. Because if recognition isn't rewarded, I feel like it's required for high performers, and culture doesn't break in a day. It breaks in silence. So I was talking with a salon owner just recently, which inspired this podcast, and let's call her Harper. So Harper had a stylist. Let's call her Emma. And Emma was absolutely amazing. She was smashing it and she had the highest rebooking rate in the business. She took home the most in commission and her clients adored her. But Emma had started rolling her eyes in team meetings, ignoring the team chat and kind of just running her own race, making side comments. You know, the vibe was off and the rest of the team were quietly starting to resent her. And Harper started hearing it. You know, it was bubbling back up to her. So Harper, when she spoke to her, admitted that she had been avoiding speaking to Emma. And because she was scared that, you know, if she tackled it and didn't tackle it right, that Emma would leave. And if Emma left, that was like $6,000 a week that would be walking out the door. And she told me, "Look, honestly, Larissa, I just want to hide. And I keep thinking, what if I say something and it blows everything up?" But here's what changed. We came up with a new plan. And instead of confronting Emma about her attitude and, you know, having a hard conversation, Harper gave her some real redirected purpose. And she asked her to mentor the new junior that had just arrived in the business and let her run the quarterly skin workshop and really gave her a voice inside of the business in an up-and-coming salon campaign. She'd been there the longest, she understood it the most, and so Harper really made sure that she gave a voice to Emma. Well, the shift actually, not surprisingly, was immediate. Emma went from moody to motivated, and the pressure lifted off Harper because she now had permission to lead. And she said she realized that she really wasn't leading out of fear anymore. Like that had gone, and she was back feeling in control of her business. So one tool to think about, and is easy to remember, is use the mirror, not the hammer. And you don't need to tear somebody down to make a point, and you don't need to bring the hammer down. It doesn't have to be a hard conversation. You just need to hold up a mirror and let them see what it might be that they don't realize what they're doing and the impact of what they're doing and how they're showing up. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do. Well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. I always recommend what I call the hamburger method. It's a simple three-part structure for giving feedback, and it feels honest, kind, and clear, which is important. So let me walk you through how it works. Well, first, you want to start with something that's real that they've done. Like, be specific and no fakey, fluffy stuff, but it's about anchoring the conversation in some positive truth and adding a bit of respect. So start with a positive, this is the burger of the burger bun, right? So you start with something praising something that they've done. So you might say something like, "Hey, I just wanted to say that the results you're having with your clients at the moment have totally been next level, and you've been super consistent. Your rebooking is high," or in this particular case, it is the highest, like you're doing so well. "And I can see the positive impact that you're having on the team," if that's true. By the way, truth is important. Then you want to insert the middle, like this is the meat. This is where we insert the truth, kind, clear. And it's best actually if you can just do it without emotion. Like, how can you speak without the emotion? Because if it's truth and it's factual, then and the emotion is removed, then it doesn't become hard, it becomes helpful. So you might say something like, hey, I've noticed that in the team huddles or around the younger girls, some of your comments are coming across a little bit dismissive. I don't think it's your intention. Like, I trust it's not your intention, but it's creating some tension. And they're pulling back instead of stepping up towards you. And then you want to finish with the last burger bun, which is finish with belief in their potential and their direction for growth, because you want to take the person that you're giving feedback to forward into the future. You don't want to be stuck in the problem. So remind them that you see them and that you see where their potential is and where they can go. So you might say, you know, Emma, you've really got leadership potential. That's super clear. I can tell by the way that you conduct yourself. And I'd love to work with you on that, like developing that in a way that really lifts up the whole team so those young girls respect you. Because I know that when you're on fire, everybody feels it. Now, why does that work? Because it's not because it's soft, but it is smart. And you're not lecturing and you're not rescuing, but you're reflecting. And the reflection invites Emma to take ownership of that and really think internally without triggering, because you've removed the emotion, without triggering, and so she doesn't get defensive. So the key takeaway here is don't go in to fix them, go in to refocus them. And they don't need a spotlight or a shutdown. You know, they just need redirection and a mirror to see the truth, because that feels really important. Otherwise, you're not doing them any favors for sure. So I always think lead culture, don't chase it. Like, culture isn't what you say that it is or you've designed it to be. It is measured by what you will allow and what you reward and what you redirect. And if someone is starting to dominate the vibes and taking it sideways or dividing the team, then you have to step in and reset the tone. And so there are a couple of tools that we use inside of Salon Mastery, like Birds of a Different Feather or the Courtesy Culture Workshop, that really help teams come together and identify, see a mirror, see each other. And it's amazing for this to bring people together and pull them together in a focused, directive workshop to learn new skills about communication. And it brings, because it brings everybody back to, like, who are we as a team and as a brand? How do we operate? Like, really getting clear about that and what we'll agree to uphold as a team. And when you set that, then you've got something to measure and hold people accountable to. Best of all, it takes the pressure off you, you know, having to do it all alone and hold up the team and hold the pressure, because culture isn't built in conflict, but it is built in consistency, and consistency in leadership. So strong leadership isn't about being the loudest in the room or the noisiest or speaking the most. It's about knowing where you're headed and that you're taking everybody with you and that they're really clear on where you're leading them. And so if you're navigating team dynamics like this and you want a strategy on how to grow a high-performing team, do you know, a united team, then it's time to take me up on my offer. Let's have a strategy call with me or with one of my team. And the goal of that session is to map out, like, what are the steps that you need to lead with confidence, to stop hiding under the blankets and have hamburger conversations that aren't difficult, but actually you can lead smarter. Do you know, protect your culture and grow that million-dollar salon that you're really keen to get to, but without overworking yourself to the bone and rescuing everybody and hiding from tricky conversations. So all you need to do is head to our website. There is a drop-down called Programs, and you can apply to join Salon Mastery there and book a call with me. But also, I'm going to leave the link to do so in the show notes of this episode. So all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom and the link is there. So let's build the business that you actually want to lead and actually want to be at, and enjoy being the leader of your business once again. All right, well, that's a wrap from me. Until next week, same time, same place. Ciao for now.